Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Xin Jiu Lo Bei.
The four-day Boao Forum for Asia began today in Boao, Hainan Province, with about 2,000 delegates from over 50 countries and regions. A report released at the conference stated that regional production, trade investment, and financial integration and cohesion will continue to develop across Asia, seizing the Asian moment for global economic governance this year. The weighted real GDP growth rate of Asia in 2023 was estimated to be 4.5%, an increase from 4.2% in 2022. Themed An Uncertain World, Solidarity and Cooperation for Development Amid Challenges, the forum will focus on four main topics: development and inclusiveness, efficiency and security, regional and global, as well as the present and the future.
With China's construction industry recovering, more multinational architecture firms are becoming increasingly active in local markets. Continuing our series, The China Comeback, we spoke to the founder and global principal designer of IDAS to find out the world-famous architecture firm's plans for its business here. Ying Jingyi has more.
Since the opening up of the border, I've been able to come from Hong Kong into the mainland four times so far in just 2 weeks. We're finding a lot of industrial parks required. We do hope that this integration will grow during the course of the opening up and the regrowth of China. I set up IDAS, my architectural company, 40 years ago when I came to Hong Kong. And we've been working out of Hong Kong and expanding into Southeast Asia, the mainland, and indeed into the Middle East, Seattle, and to London.
The company has achieved solid growth during its nearly 20 years in Shanghai. During the pandemic, its office remained stable, with many of its projects like the Shanghai Jiading Financial Center and the Shanghai International Fortune Center finished off on time.
So for 3 years, we've been using Zoom and various iterations of that type of software across the world. However, that didn't abnegate the problem that we had of face-to-face contact. Because in face-to-face contact, you pick up nuances of the way somebody's thinking, rather than just the speech, rather than just the words. Since the opening up of the border, I've been able to come from Hong Kong into the mainland four times so far in just 2 weeks. We do hope that this integration will grow during the course of the opening up and the regrowth of China.
And you did
this one finished now?
Yes, almost finished.
The architectural industry in China is recovering from quite a heavy downturn, but we are seeing signs of it improving, and now the manufacturers are steaming ahead again, and so we're finding a lot of industrial parks required. We also have the impetus given to the tech industry by the government and the growth of chip manufacturers and software. And finally, we have the batteries and the electrical cars, which China's got a huge industry now, the biggest in the world.
China's infrastructure has developed by leaps and bounds over the past decade, resulting in social and economic changes in both rural and urban areas. The company has been an active participant in all that.
So we do things from railways to port buildings, infrastructure buildings, to mixed commercial, industrial, residential, shopping malls. And I think a really good example is Huanggang Port, which is the port crossing between mainland and Hong Kong. And that's an enormous building. And that's actually under construction at the moment, will be finished in about 2.5 years. We also are involved in 3 urban renewal projects in Shanghai. By urban renewal, you increase the density, you increase the connectivity with the rest of the city, particularly through new subway stations, and you establish a new part of the city which is stronger than it was before. There is going to be an improvement in the architectural industry in China, but as I said, it's going to start with rebuilding within the industrial sectors, particularly, and biomedical as well, and urban planning. We will very, very cautiously look about which offices we should grow. The Shanghai office has long been a very stable office. We don't particularly want to grow it. And I foresee further growth of the Shenzhen office, whilst possibly maintaining the size of the Hong Kong office.
In the United States, a shooting at an elementary school in Nashville, Tennessee has left 7 people dead, including 3 children. Lei Shuren has the story.
3 children and 3 adults were killed in the incident yesterday. The local police said the shooter was a female armed with at least 2 assault-type rifles and a handgun, and that she was shot dead by police during their encounter.
We have a manifesto, we have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
There was no immediate official word on a possible motive for the gun violence. U.S. President Joe Biden has ordered flags be flown at half-staff at the White House and all federal public buildings to pay tribute to the victims of the shooting. Biden said it's heartbreaking, a family's worst nightmare.
It's ripping our communities apart, ripping the soul of this nation, ripping at the very soul of the nation.
According to the Gun Violence Archive, there have been 128 mass shootings in the United States so far this year, which defines a mass shooting as one in which at least 4 people are shot, excluding the shooter. Meanwhile, the website's data showed that more than 9,800 people, including hundreds of children and teens, have lost their lives to gun violence in the past 3 months. Lei Shuren, Shanghai Live.